Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. We've got a... Very excited about having our good friend Neil Hare back on the show. Neil has been a member of our Brain Trust for 17 years. How about that? President of Global Vision Corp Communications, LLC. I was there when it was founded. So proud of his success as an entrepreneur. He's a former VP of Communications at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's where we first met him. And he's been our good friend ever since. Neil, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be on the show. Has it really been 17 years?
It has been, yeah. And
wow, that's great. Wow.
Thank you for the support over all this time, being a good reporter. And speaking of which, can you give us an update on where things are right now? He's there inside the bubble, folks, inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., where he's got his finger on the pulse, God help him, of what's going on inside Washington. So, Neil, what's the news on the Paycheck Protection Program, the second version?
All right, well, the headline there is that on March 30th, President Biden signed into law an extension of the program. As you know, it was supposed to expire on March 31st. So they gave it 60 more days until May 31st, and then another 30 for the SBA to process applications. I think that's good news for small business. I think they should have extended it just to the end of the year. There's
right.
Still quite a lot of money left in the program.
That's what didn't make
anyway,
any sense about PPP-1, Neil, because there was still $130 billion that had not been funded when they shut off the first one.
Right, exactly. I don't know why they shut the first one down. I don't know why they're shutting this one down. But, you know, like I said, the good news is you have 60 days to apply, and I would urge people to go do it as fast as you can just to be sure that you get in there.
And as you've written and I've written and talked about now for months, folks, if you didn't take the first PPP, you can take the second one. If you took the first PPP, you can take the second one. It doesn't matter. The second one has a few new rules that you need to check on. It's not quite as open to everyone as the first one because there is a loss requirement. You have to do some kind of economic impact statement. You have to show that. Otherwise, it's basically the same, isn't it?
Yeah. The big thing was, that loss. You had to show 25% loss in a quarter in 2020 over a quarter in 2019.
But that was just to be forgiven, right? That didn't mean you – I mean, anybody could get the loan, right? Or could you get the loan, but just maybe you have to pay it back?
No, if you were – well – again, there's a lot of gray area in this. Every day, Jim, I get calls with questions I haven't heard before. You know, one client of mine, they had 25% loss in three consecutive months, but it wasn't over one calendar quarter. It was
like
May, June, and July. So we're trying to figure out if they can get their second draw. So things like that. But, yes, you could probably get the loan. Most lenders are very eager to write the loan, but the SBA may not forgive it on the back end.
Right, but still, the interest rate is ridiculously low. And it's better terms. If the SBA guarantees it, it's not really on your bank's books. I don't think it affects your ability to get other credit from the bank. I would line up for it, folks. If you can, go check it out. See what your banker says. See what the SBA says. I'd give it a try. I'd test the water, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and it tells you to, A, get a good relationship with your bank. If you don't know somebody there, get that relationship going, see what they say, and sure, that's what I tell everyone, just like you said, apply, see what they say, and we'll take it from there. I mean, you don't have to apply for forgiveness for another, 10 to 12 months anyway.
Yeah.
Everything could be different in 10 to 12 months in Washington, you know that, Jim.
Well, exactly, and also, folks, find a community bank. If you haven't done this yet, Find a community bank. Ask them who. Go to it. Just walk in a community bank and say, who's in charge of your Paycheck Protection Program? They'll send you to a really helpful person who will sit down and will help you and walk you through it. You will get hand-holding. You will get relationship banking at a community bank like you won't get at any of the big banks. You just won't.
That's correct. And, you know, the other big thing that they did was they really are trying to get, you know, independent contractors, you know, self-employed, solo proprietors, and businesses under 20 employees, you know, preferential treatment here. They had a two-week moratorium where only those businesses could apply, and then,
right.
You know, they made it a lot easier to account to calculate a larger loan amount. You can get into that if you like. But
Neil, hold on to the thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get more of a report. There actually is more to talk about, folks, about this. From the SBA, also the Employee Retention Credit. We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.